Good morning. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Open your Bible and let us read Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 26. Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 26, King James Version. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedst is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Amen. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all his goodness and the blessings we receive from him. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for your loving kindness, your faithfulness, and the provision you bestow upon us. We thank you, Jesus, for you died on the cross for our sins and resurrected from the dead on the third day to give us eternal life. Thank you for your everlasting love that you love us with. We thank you today with gratitude for all the blessings you've given to us, to our family, to your people, and to your church. We thank you for the trials and the problems that you are solving to us. Thank you for the deliverance and strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for the good health, healing, and answered prayers. We magnify your name. We exalt your name in our midst, Lord Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. The Lord God says in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all our unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, stubbornness, the wrong decisions, our own will, pride, anger, hatred, wrong emotions, selfishness, and laziness. Cleanse us, Lord, from the bad effects of sin. Lord, we commit our lives unto you. Help us to be obedient to your word, to love one another, and to do the will of yours in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Heavenly Father, our all-knowing God, you see our needs before we ask. Lord, we pray to help us to put your kingdom first in our lives and honor you and graciously grant our requests and petitions in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and shield every family from the work of the devil, that we come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord, guide and keep every family safe and provide their needs. We pray for every husband. Give them wisdom and knowledge how to implement your good plan and your will to their families. Shield them from any evil and guide them. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them. Help them to live submissive to your word and to their godly husband. Help them to train their children in righteousness. We pray for the children to be obedient to their parents, for this is right. Protect them from the flaming darts of the evil one. We pray for the parents to bless and help them as they instruct their children in godly way and provide for them everything they need. We pray for all the single parents in the church. Lord, help them and provide for them to manage their lives and the lives of their children and raise them in the fear of you. Lord, we pray for our siblings to guide them and to provide them their needs. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, thank you for providing these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless those places of work and our boss. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters. Lord, we pray to give them more businesses and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offering, and first fruit. Lord, help us to evangelize and use our spiritual gifts to preach your word in our working places. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Let us pray for one another. Lord, we pray for our brethren who are in trouble to provide their needs. Lord, protect them, provide for them, and help them. Lord, grant repentance to those who are in sin. Heal the sick. Give jobs to those jobless. and give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Heavenly Father, we pray for the salvation of our friends, co-workers, relatives, and neighbors. We pray for a spiritual awakening. Lord, we trust in your power to save them, to open their eyes, hearts, and minds to the truth of your gospel, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, the documentations needed, and the rest of the church needs. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, reduce the prices of the rent, the water, and electricity, the telephone and internet, the petrol and gas cylinders, and the tax and the penalties on all those places. Lord, prosper all those places, and so we too, your church will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray for unity and revival in the church. And we pray for all the backsliders to come back to you and join the church once again. Lord, raise and bring more workers to come and join us. We pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread the church congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, use all those ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all your servants, Lord. Fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we devote ourselves to go and evangelize and make new disciples. We pray for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come to take us. Let us pray for our service. Lord, anoint our prayers, our songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us to be changed in likeness of you in everything. Lord, we pray for miracles and wonders. Lord, bless our recording and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, workers, members, and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto Him. In Psalms 150, verse 6, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let us sing, all heaven declares.
All heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare with the beauty of the Lord? Forever He will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knees and worship Him alone. I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord. Who once was slain to reconcile man to God. Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knees and worship alone. All heaven declares, all heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare with the beauty of the Lord? Forever will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knees and worship Him alone. I will proclaim the glory of the Lord, who once was slain to reconcile man to God. Forever you will be, forever you will be on the throne. I gladly bow my knees and worship you.
Forever you will be.
Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knees and worship.
Hallelujah. My life is in you, Lord.
My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope it's in you, Lord, in you, it's in you. I'll praise you with all of embrace you with all of my strength, with all of my life, with all of my strength. All of my hope is in you. My life is in you, Lord, my strength. It's in you, Lord, my hope. It's in you, Lord, in you. It's in you. In you, it's in you. In you, it's in you. In you, it's in you. Oh, Lord.
Yes, Father in heaven, hallelujah. Are you ready now? Are you ready now to face the Lord?
Someday we will be in heaven, standing in the presence of the Lord. He reward those who obey Him, accept those who receive Him in their hearts. Are you ready now to face Jesus? Are you doing now His will? Are you keeping on that He gave? Are you ready now to face the Lord? Don't waste the time that He has given. Spend each day with Jesus in your heart. Praying always in the Spirit, always bringing glory to the Lord. Are you ready now to face Jesus? Are you doing now His will? Are you keeping all the commandments that He gave? Are you ready now to face the Lord? Are you keeping all? Are you keeping all the commandments that He gave? Are you ready now to face the Lord?
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else could take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Draw me close to you.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. Cause nothing else could take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I want.
Yes, Lord.
You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Help me.
Father in heaven, you're all we want, you're all we've ever needed, Father. Yes. And someday we will be with you in heaven, yes, standing in your presence, O Lord,
yes,
and receive, Lord God, your promise, the reward, O Lord God, to those who obey you, O Lord, Father in heaven. We thank you, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Open your Bibles in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy praises shall burst out with new wine. Let us now collect our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, O Lord God. Lord, you are the giver of everything we need, everything that we have, Father God. Lord, as we bring our offering, our tithes and first fruit, we thank you for your provision, for your faithfulness into our lives. Lord, just as you multiply the loaves and fishes, we pray, Lord,
yes,
that multiply this offering to support your church, O Lord God, and bless those in need, Father. Open the windows of heaven over our lives, O Lord God, and over our works, Father. Lord, we give you all the praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Let us now continue our worship to God by listening to His Word. I'm reading from the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis, entitled With the Duties of the Priest, Part 7, The Impact of the Church in the Family. The Duties of the Priest, Part 7, The Impact of the Church in the Family. Kindly open your Bible in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 11 to 15. Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 11 to 15. I'm reading in King James Version. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even the Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise and honor you, for you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, O God, for your faithfulness and loving kindness to us to hear the message through your word, to teach us, to perfect us, to be in unity in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for all the leaders of the church to be used by you to guide us, to leave the path that you want us to walk through. Lord, we pray for the hearers of this message, that they humble down themselves to us and come to our leaders to ask counsel about the things that they need guidance from your word. Give, Lord, heavenly wisdom to our leaders and teachers who are appointed to do their offices, to lead the people under their care. Lord God, anoint my lips to read the message with the conviction of your Holy Spirit, for of Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Christ is the head of the church, and it is he who appoints leaders to lead, guide, instruct, and govern his people, so that God's church will be fully established, attaining the full measure of faith to be like Christ, and through righteousness and holiness. Church leaders are commissioned to oversee, to lead and equip the church for godly works and services. Each family that belongs to a caring church would receive biblical advices, training, and direction in making right decisions for the family, especially in the time of crisis, to be protected from lies, compromises, false teaching, and from the schemes of the devil. After the death of Joshua, there was no one appointed to fill his place as a leader over all the people of God, because after the generation of Joshua, the next generation grew up without knowing the Lord God of their ancestors who had brought them out of Egypt. The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served other gods. So God was angry and let them be conquered by their enemies. When they were in great distress, the Lord raised up judges who for a time would just save them out of the hands of the raiders. Yet they didn't listen to their judges, but prostituted themselves to other gods. For there was no true and permanent leader of Israel to oversee and supervise the system in order of the whole community. The people quickly deviated away from the vision and commandments of the Lord. Compromises with the people in the land filled the Israelites' community, and so many painful and grieving events happened in the life of the people of God. Judges chapter 21, verse 25. Judges chapter 21, verse 25. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. They quickly turned from the ways of their ancestors, who had been obedient to the Lord's commands. Everyone was doing what seemed good and right, but did not agree with the commandments of God. When there is no strong and courageous leader or central government to rule God's people or the church, everyone is free to do what he feels good, which most likely will result in hardship, troubles, and added distress. Each family in the church is entitled for instruction and clear direction so that they will be able to take the right step to secure the future which God has prepared for his children. The events in the book of Ruth happened during the time of Judges. Certainly, the family involved did not receive any intervention from a godly and courageous leader, because the story happened during the time of Judges. Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. There was famine in the land, and this family from the town of Bethlehem decided to move out and go to Moab, looking for better living and provision. It was the logical thinking for Elimelech to save his family from famine by moving out from that place. But nothing is mentioned that God had directed them to go and live in Moab for a while. And nothing is mentioned that someone from the people of God had given them advice to take such a decision. They did their own without consulting God. They did as they thought it was best, because there was not a responsible person or a system that they could rely for help or for us for right and godly advice. But what was the outcome of that decision? Ruth chapter 1 verses 3 to 5. Ruth chapter 1 verses 3 to 5. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon in Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. So Elimelech escaped from famine, but ended up in death. And as far as the two sons were concerned, they also did what they thought best for them. Being away from the people of God, this paved away again for another wrong decision, to let the sons be married to non-believers' women. Normally, sin begets sin, meaning wrong decision would lead again to take another wrong decision for trying to make things right. But another catastrophe for this family was the death of the two sons. So clearly, the decision to move out from Bethlehem to find temporary relief was not God's will, for it led to more destructive situation. Achieving a temporal solution to a problem could work for some time, but if the problem bounced back and bring more trouble as a consequence of the wrong decision, there is an urgent need to turn back to God and seek His face. Later, Naomi took the decision to go back to Bethlehem. Ruth chapter 1 verse 6. Ruth chapter 1 verse 6. Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. After all, only Ruth went back with her mother-in-law, and they reached Bethlehem at the time of the barley harvest. Naomi repented, humbled herself, and again accepted God's way and plan. Ruth chapter 1 verses 20 to 22. Ruth chapter 1 verses 20 to 22. And she said unto them, "Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty had dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord had brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord had testified against me, and the Almighty had afflicted me?" So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. God truly confirmed his will that this family of Elimelech, represented now by Naomi and Ruth, needed to come back where they belonged to fulfill the good plan of God for them. Finally, Ruth married Boaz, the kinsman redeemer of the family. So the family line was restored and God's plan was fulfilled. God gave them a son and they named him Obed. Ruth chapter 4, verse 22. Ruth chapter 4, verse 22. And Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. Going back to the events during the time of famine in the land, the right thing that Elimelech's family should have done was to remain in Bethlehem, in the house of bread, to wait upon God, to relieve them from the famine, and not to be enticed to move away and search relief in Moab, a place that God did not ordain for them to live. But this family faced their problem alone, and they did not really know who God was and how to seek his will. The lack of central leadership and council of priests and judges in the community of God's people during that time had affected the decision-making and the life of this family. Similarly, if the church and the leadership of the church will not do its part to direct each and every family as to what to do and how to live in the will of God, then wrong decisions or wrong steps will be taken. But if the families will seek godly counsel from our church leaders, catastrophe will be avoided. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whose trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Church authority ought to have a good and clear impact in the life of families in the church. But certain times, even the people of God who having big problems do their own will to find solutions and do not consult the church or ask for advice from godly leaders. This attitude could bring more trouble on themselves and their family. Nevertheless, the church and the leadership of the church would not be accountable of the people's sin as long as the leaders of the church had made themselves available and affordable to teach and serve every part of the body of Christ, the families in the church. Hence, both the church and every family would be fruitful and effective when these two practical principles are applied. Number one, each and every parent of the church should humble down and accept the offer of the church to teach and equip them on how to manage their living and how to raise their children in the fear and ways of the Lord. Number two, the church should be available to oversee families and to counsel the parents of each family and to train them on how to raise up their children. The church should not be busy with activities and performances and fail to meet the basic and spiritual needs of every family in the church. My dear and beloved, the role of the church authority and leadership is very important in the life of the families in order to abide with God's word and be in agreement with the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God has given his church the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and he has made church leaders qualified to equip and prepare God's people for works of service. Each family that belongs to the church should receive biblical advices, training, and direction in making right decisions for the family, especially in time of crisis. Parents who are part of the church are God's people and royal priests who need to be trained and be equipped by the church to care for and nurture their family and to train and raise up their children in the fear and service of the Lord. Come now to God and be willing to apply the message that you received today in your life. Be willing to open up the life of your family to the church leaders so they will help you to take the right decision that you need to take so that you will come out from your trial and avoid wrong steps and the work of Satan in your life and in the life of your family. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word and your teaching that I received in this message. Lord, thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the five offices that you gave to your church and for the arrangement that you made to care for the members and the families of the church. Lord, thank you for placing me and my family in your house, the Church of God, UAE, for the care and advices that I received from you to your church. Lord, thank you for all the corrections and the admonishments that I received in this message. Come now to God and confess your sin. Confess and renounce your unwillingness to open up your life and the life of your family to the church leaders and asking advice from them. Confess your lack in reading your Bible and life of prayer. Confess and renounce your worldliness, your love for the world, your yoke with non-believers, your friends, and wasting time in the media, news, and games. Confess and renounce your delayed obedience and doing your own will and plan. Confess and renounce your lack of faith and easily get discouraged. Confess and renounce your compromises and in allowing non-godly marriages. Confess and renounce your unwillingness to persevere and suffer in the time of trials. Confess and renounce your unwillingness to serve God and doing the good works that He prepared in advance for you to do. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to come back to you and to the good plan that you have for me and for the family. Lord, I am willing to open up my life and the life of my family to the church leaders and asking advice from them. Lord, I commit myself to pass through the trials and the suffering that you allow in my life and to persevere in them. Lord, I commit myself to serve you and do the good works that you had prepared in advance for me to do. Lord, provide for me and sustain me and my family, so we will continue to serve you. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and come back to you, willing to live your will and your plan for them and to do the works you have prepared for them to do. Lord, help us as a church to guide them and give them the right advice and counsel. Lord, give them wisdom and provide them with resources to sustain them in life and in doing your will and raising their children in the fear of yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire, no one else will do. For because nothing else could take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find a way, bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Help me know you.
Lord, bless us as your church and lead us to continue to train parents and families how to care for their children and raise them in the fear of yours. Lord, lead us with your Holy Spirit and give us wisdom how to advise our members and give them the right advices and counsel them in the time of crisis. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to teach and implement the principles of the preparation for godly marriage. Lord, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, that your hand be with us and free us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord, in you, is in you. I praise you with all of my life. I praise you with all of my strength, with all of my life, with all of my strength.
In you,
in you,
in you.